You're listening to China Manufacturing Decoded from the Sophie's Group.
Hello, listeners of the China Manufacturing Decoded podcast. This is just a little bonus episode, a short one, released like between two more regular episodes. I'm here with Andrew Armanovin. So people on this who've been following the podcast are familiar with Andrew. He's particularly an expert in reliability and durability of electronic products. This is really the topic probably he prefers to talk about, and he's been involved in that for decades. And why are we doing this today? Just to cover an emerging sort of crisis at Apple over their Vision Pro product. So I guess everybody has heard of the Vision Pro. So it's the latest release of a new product by Apple, right? So they haven't released many new products, let's say since Steve Jobs passed away, but there's been the Apple Watch and like the AirPods and a few things like this. And the latest big one, and they have a lot of things riding on this one, it seems, is the Vision Pro, and it looks like ski goggles, right? So people put it on their head. It kind of looks like big ski goggles. Except that there's like a wire going, you know, on the side, or, and then people have to carry the battery externally, not, don't want to have the weight of the battery on the head. So the battery is somewhere in a pocket somewhere, right? So otherwise very, very heavy. The reviews have been, well, all over the place as usual, but it seems like it's mostly positive. It's quite expensive, about $3,500 US, but it's the technology inside that is just amazing. And at launch already, there are a number of apps, not everything, not Netflix, etc., but there's a number of apps and there's a number of use cases that people, it seems, can already see with this version one product. Now, okay, so version one product. And now I'm getting to the point, is that on some of the devices of Apple Vision Pro, the people who bought these devices reported some kind of crack, like right in the middle of the external layer, which seems to be a plastic layer from what we saw online, right from the nose up vertically, a crack. And people... It's not clear how many, you know, what percentage. We're guessing Apple sold maybe a few tens of thousands of these devices so far. It's really not clear. We don't know. And there are a number of reports of people saying, "Hey, I got a crack." And some photos came up online, and we'll link to an article from TheVerge.com, but there's some other places where you can read about that. Okay, and actually even another a big website called Engadget, Engadget, you probably heard about that, probably read some of their articles, says that actually their review unit, so the one that was sent by Apple to them to get them to review it and hopefully say positive things, also showed the same problem. Okay, so not clear what percentage is having this problem. We don't know, but it seems like there's no pattern. So I have a few questions for you, Andrew. And the first one is, there's very little information out there. There's some people reporting that, oh, I have this problem. I didn't do anything. Like I just left it in the case, or like upside, you know, in a nice position, nothing wrong. And then the next morning I found it with a crack. You know, if you work for the device manufacturer or the brand, let's say this in this case Apple, what do you make of this kind of things? is this, are you going to pay a lot of attention to it? Are you going to look back at your test data during validation testing, etc., to see if this happened? What are you going to try to do?
Well, hi Renaud, great to be with you again. Well, I think this is very interesting because I'm not sure exactly what that outer layer is. Is it glass, Gorilla Glass, or is it some kind of plastic cover, or is it glass, what they call...
Looks like plastic, but I'm not so sure. Yeah, yeah.
So I am not exactly sure if it's happening because of environmental conditions, and or is it happening because of, for example, packaging and perhaps the way the package is placed, or something in the middle of the carton is rubbing through it through vibrations and transportation, and it's causing the little line in the middle. So because that line looks pretty interesting, it doesn't look like it was bent, because people would notice that. So it's either some kind of rubbing going on, let's say from China or India all the way down to US, there is some transportation vibration causing it, and or there's some kind of manufacturing issue with that layer.
Yeah, there might be. And actually, that layer, there's a YouTube video going around about, wow, how beautiful it is to watch it being manufactured. And you see it for, oh, it's cut. And then it's, I forget, like it's sort of polished. And they do this and they do that, and then finally they put it on the Vision Pro device and blah blah blah. So yeah, it could be different things. Very hard to know based on this, right? But if you're the manufacturer, do you reach out to the people who complain about that? Do you try to get your hands on these devices? How would you try to get more data?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because I read online that some people were confused what to do, because a few of them went to Apple and they all got different responses. Some of them said that they basically received a response saying, no, this is definitely an issue with you guys. The warranty is gone, and you don't get a replacement. You have to pay, for example, $800 to repair. And some others had AppleCare, so they had to pay $300. But some other places, they mentioned that no, give it to us and we'll take care of it and replace it and repair it and so on. So I think that, to your point, I think the best thing to do for individuals who purchase this, make sure that they basically fill out and register for the warranty as soon as possible. That's the first thing. And the next thing, if they actually got it today and within, 1 week they noticed that this thing is actually present, they should return it to Apple Store immediately. And in that case, I think it's very clear, if Apple has a lot of returns on this, even if it's 1% or a small amount, it's still a lot of units, having huge volumes that Apple sells. So in my opinion, what the manufacturer should do is, for sure, if this seems to be an issue, a growing issue or growing trend of field returns being, reported, I think for sure Apple should receive those and then immediately do a corrective action or analysis on that to identify the root cause. And then, definitely, in my opinion, there's some good information here in terms of field return that Apple can actually probably benefit from engineering point of view, and then maybe cut costs down the road.
And one thing I was wondering is, how likely is it that the engineering people at Apple never heard of that problem, did not see it in the reliability testing, the accelerated life test and so on that they've done on that product, during all through its development?
I think that's also a good question, because there's a possibility if this top layer is actually a cover case. So maybe it was added later once they did the reliability test and they found some, let's say, issues with either glass, actual glass breaking, and or other. I actually reached out to YouTube and I found someone who had done a durability test, and in the first drop, the speakers broke. And that was amazing to me. And this was dropped at 6 feet. Average person who places it on their head. And so I was kind of surprised that in the first drop that happened. Also in the same first drop, the hinge or the band actually cracked. which was really
Wow.
awful. Yeah. So
Okay.
those two are, in my opinion, are critical failures. And then the fact that, this is, like you said, $3,500 device. I think it's very important for Apple to immediately take action on this and publicly, accept whatever the issues are and do a corrective action on it. There's no other way. Otherwise, this being one of the biggest, as you said, products in years, it's going to hurt the brand.
Yeah, of course. This reminds me of the keyboard issue on the MacBook Pros. I don't know,
Oh, yes.
six, seven, 8 years ago, I forgot. Actually, my MacBook Pro was one of the models, and then I bought it to them, and they changed it, gracefully. And my MacBook Pro was like, I don't know, 1 year old or 18 months old. They changed it, but they changed the whole thing, including the battery and everything. So I had a pretty good deal.
Sure.
They gave more life to my laptop. So that was an example of a good policy for protecting the customer.
As you mentioned, the fact that the repair cost on this one is 800 without AppleCare is the issue.
Right. And just to finish on this, so you mentioned, okay, dropping it from 6 feet high. And something breaks, well, there's a problem here, right? That's your thinking on that. So, I mean, what about an iPhone? If it's dropped from 6 feet high and there's no protection, the display might break or something, right? Isn't that something that users of smartphones these days are familiar with that they would expect, right?
Yeah, but I think you have a good question here that I think our listeners will be interested. When it comes to iPhone, we all know that without the cover glass, can't even bear half a foot of, not half a foot, half a meter of drop on any kind of a hard floor like asphalt or
Right.
concrete. But when it comes to mobile phones, most customers don't accept if it drops off the 1 meter drop and it breaks. That's not acceptable. But most customers do accept that, hey, it's my fault. I dropped it from 6 foot. So for mobile phones, acceptable drop height is about 1 meter. Beyond that, it's considered kind of, warranty basically voids. But for
Right.
this device, it's very top heavy. Meaning that if you kind of lose the back where it's holding and resting on your head, if you hit, lose that or it slips out of your head, it immediately tumbles down from your head.
Yeah,
And in
right.
fact, this gentleman who was testing it almost dropped it 3 times.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the purpose of the wire with the battery in the pocket. Maybe that helps
Yes.
prevent it from falling all the way down or something.
Right.
All right. Okay. Well, that was just again, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, just a quick view into what this is about, how what people should do, what Apple actually is probably doing at this moment, and but again, we have no first-hand information on this, so this is all speculative and all analysis based on secondary data from various websites. So yeah, thanks Andrew. It was good to
Absolutely.
cover this timely topic quickly, and well, let's hope that is not as bad as some people think. Let's hope it's really only on a very small proportion of devices, and let's hope Apple takes good care of their customers here. Right.
Yep.
All right. Okay. So, thanks for the listeners, and you will hear from us on Friday as usual. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thank you, Renault.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast brought to you by the Sophies Group. We're on a mission to provide you with everything you need to manufacture effectively in Asia, including inspections, auditing, new product development support, contract manufacturing, 3PL warehousing and fulfillment, and much, much more across Asia's key manufacturing areas. Visit us at sofeast.com, that's SOFEAST.com, to learn more and get help. If you've enjoyed the podcast today, please do rate, review, and share because it will really help others discover us too.